This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Internet for All. If we want to make a difference in income inequality, there are some easy and accessible first steps that we can take, and one of them is to lower the digital divide. Acorn Canada released a report based on a survey of 400 of our nearly 80,000 members across the country, and it was impossible to miss the point. Looking at the facts from the report, 58% of Canadian households with annual incomes of $30,000 or less don't have home internet access. 98% of Canadian households with annual incomes of $120,000 or more have home internet access. 83.5% of Acorn survey respondents who find high-speed internet extremely expensive. 59% of survey respondents pay for internet by foregoing other household necessities. 71% used food money to pay for internet services. 64% used recreation money to pay for internet services. 13% used rent money to pay for internet services. Acorn had already prodded Rogers when the telecom monopolies in Canada offer a $10 per month program, but it was limited to public housing, largely in Toronto. Several other companies have come on board, but as the facts indicate, not enough has been done to reconcile the fact that access to the internet has now become a basic utility. The Acorn report came out while the Canadian equivalent of the Federal Communications Commission, the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, or CRTC, continues its review of Canada's basic telecommunications services first begun in the spring of 2015. The Acorn demands are straightforward. Specifically, members are asking for a $10 a month product for high-speed 15 megabytes per second or equivalent to high-speed in the area. Families and individuals below the low-income measure, as eligible to qualify, subsidize computers for qualifying families and individuals. The LIM, or low-income measure, in 2013 was $20,933 for an individual and $41,866 for a family of four after taxes. These are demands that resonate across North America. One Acorn member told the story to the Toronto Star that might be repeated a million times. Toronto single mother Kashima Wright had to give up her home internet last fall when the bills began to top $100 a month. Now she and her six-year-old daughter and Elise have to walk to the local library to go online. "I just couldn't afford it anymore," said Wright, 25, a personal support worker who earns about $1,700 a month after taxes and pays more than $1,200 a month in rent. "I don't want my daughter to fall behind in school," Wright said, "but it's not always easy to get to the library to help her with homework." Facebook is flying drones over Africa. Google and Alphabet are reporting record profits. Cable and telecoms are making record profits. Canada, the U.S., or wherever, this is a problem that can be solved. And if the divide is not closed, then the gaps show up everywhere, and inequality spreads like a disease. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.